It's time for the long-awaited F1 special. Roll the music. Welcome, everyone, to Off the Cuff. We've got another special edition episode. We talked about Blake Griffin. You know, that's in the past. That is definitely in the past. It's the episode I've been hyping up probably since episode one. We've got the F1 special. I'm joined with someone who's already been on the show multiple times, sports voice of Warren Central Sports, Colin Echols. What's and I'm good? Also joined with some of the guys that carried the Warren Central swim team this season, and Mr. 52-yarder himself, Joe Jackson, also on the swim team, and Roman Davis, part of the Warren Central swim team. First off, congratulations to you both on very successful seasons.
Thank you, sir.
But what you don't know about these two is they are major F1 fans. Actually, all three of them are major F1 fans. I'm leaving myself out of this because I'm a casual F1 fan. I'm a NASCAR fan. I like to turn left, hang the bodies on the chassis the right way. That's how I roll, all right? But I still know a little bit of F1, and that's what we're going to get into today. Now, I originally told you guys we're going to start off with ranking the constructor standings, but I'm going to throw ahead and throw some fastball questions at you guys. I do have them right down. So go ahead. Let's go ahead and get into it. I'm going to ask you all three the first question. Did Ricardo make a mistake leaving Alpine for McLaren?
No.
Not even close.
Wow.
No way.
There's all right. Why though?
Renault is just a midfield team. Like, they came in, I think they were sixth. They were sixth in the constructors last year.
Because I remember
the back of the midfield.
Here's the casual fan in me. Well, I was watching Drive to Survive, and the reason he was going there was because in like 2021 they were gonna have a better engine and everything else. But it never. But isn't this the 2021 season?
This is 2021 season. It's delayed because of COVID.
Oh yeah. So they were planning for the new car.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of that new car, is Ferrari going to have another bad year just prepping for that new car? I've already said they're going to be bad because they're already looking forward to doing the new car. They're prepping for that already.
Ferrari at this point is kind of just hanging on the back burners, how they do every, what, 5-6 years, where they go on their hot streak and they win.
And then they wait for the new car.
They get really close.
Right. Right.
And then just a couple races. 2018 German Grand Prix.
Yes. Yeah.
2010 Abu Dhabi. It's just they get really close and they just get cut off.
They build a crazy team and it's like, oh, they're for sure winning this year.
And then
they're one race short every single time.
Yeah. I mean, it has been a downhill decline for Ferrari. Man. And you know what it led to? It led to no more Sebastian Vettel at Ferrari. He went to the brand new Aston Martin, used to be Racing Point. Expectations for Aston Martins this year with their drivers and their team?
I think people are gassing them up too high.
Oh,
I think so too. I think it's just going to be. I don't know.
Lance Stroll is
but
such a bad
You
driver.
Look how Racing
Whoa.
Point.
Whoa. Hang on.
I'm just saying, there's probably a bad driver is out of pocket, but other than quality times, he has like generally bad racecraft.
Yeah, his race.
I think they could have. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Stroll should be not in F1 right now.
You could have gotten someone better than Lance Stroll, but in terms of a duo,
it's because his dad, right?
Yeah. But in terms of a duo, I think the best like modern day duo that you had was when you had Vettel and Ricciardo, both on Red Bull.
Really?
Dude, that was a solid
duo.
That was such a good duo.
I guess the car
solid
wasn't
duo
so
with
good.
Bad chemistry. That's
Rosberg and Hamilton.
Dang near.
Oh my gosh.
That's the one that's more
bad.
Toxic than the other. Speaking of toxicity, are Perez and Verstappen going to be battling out for that first driver at Red Bull this year, or
no,
is he going to
no.
let Verstappen be the top
let.
Guy?
There's no letting anything. It already happened.
Max Verstappen has it.
He was supposed to be world champ.
They're fighting for second place at Red Bull, man.
So I think Aston Martin could be good because you saw how Racing Point did last year. Granted, it was a pandemic year, so you kind of put an asterisk around the whole thing. But Racing Point, hey, they got a win with Perez. So Perez, now you throw him in a better car with better equipment at Red Bull. I think he's got a shot to maybe challenge Verstappen. That's the only reason that question in there.
I don't know because, like, they build that car around Verstappen.
Yeah,
like,
that is true.
ever since, even when Ricardo was on Red Bull, they built that car around him just because they knew he had a future.
I've been watching videos, and they talk about how the Red Bull, like, driving, it's just a horror story. Like, oh, it's yes, literally so dude, out of control, and somehow Verstappen controls it.
Well, speaking of second drivers, I'm going to go to the one that it piqued my interest, even though it was such an early decision. I can definitely say I'm on the Carlos Sainz bandwagon. I always have been, even at McLaren. Is he just going to be the second driver? Or is it the same thing? They're building that car specifically for Leclerc or next year's car, because I don't think their car is going to be good this year.
I put in my notes, this is exactly what I said. Carlos Sainz is just a placeholder driver for Ferrari.
He pretty much is.
Listen, yeah, if you be honest, though,
I disagree.
You disagree?
No, I was about to say.
Let me say this real quick.
Or you think they're just waiting to get Schumacher from Haas and put him in that car?
Let me say this real quick.
Oh, my gosh.
Every previous driver from Ferrari has been a winner of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Prost won world championships with McLaren. Michael Schumacher won 2 world championships with Benetton. Alonso, 2 world championships. Kimi had a couple, or was nearly a world championship, or and world champion with McLaren. And a McLaren, actually. Then Vettel, 4-time world champion. Massa wasn't a world champion, but still had consistent victories. As consistent as you could get in F1. They're waiting for the market to open up.
Perez, I don't want to say Perez is just going to be a placeholder, because in a way, yeah, Perez is one of those guys that's kind of getting undershadowed or like overshadowed at this point. He's got potential, but yeah, we all know that Ferrari is trying to build their team around Leclerc now. Like, Leclerc is the new face of Ferrari.
I'm excited for Ferrari for next year. For this year, it's just kind of like Ferrari's like, all right, let's just keep researching on this car, you know, try and, you know, have the most dominant car of all time coming in when the new car comes out. I think everyone's just like, even on the NASCAR side of things, F1 and NASCAR, they're going to have a new car coming out the same year next year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think everyone's just kind of prepping for the new car. Well, not everyone is. You know, Mercedes, they're going to keep winning. You know, there's no surprise they're going to keep winning. But I think Ferrari, they're prepping more than anybody else for this car. And maybe Renault, because, I mean, you saw they were prepping. They were showing Ricardo what they had planned until, you know, that all got delayed. So I think Renault and Ferrari are probably doing the most research on this. Mercedes probably is too, but I don't think as much, because they're just they're focused on winning right now.
Wait a minute. Hang on. So, I know I'm not the host, but I do have a question.
For me?
For everybody. Okay. Like, it's just like a discussion topic to throw out there.
I just had some questions out. I'm going to get into some more here in a bit, and I also got some of your guys. We'll get into some of these guys' bold takes. Once again, I'm just the host. I'm the F1 casual. These guys right here that are talking, they're
every
the
Sunday
real deal here. So, they wake up early to watch the races. I wait till 3:30 to watch the stock cars
go.
No,
I don't wake up. I sleep in and then watch them later. I record them. But look, so does Ferrari become the new Mercedes after this new car comes out?
I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one.
But hang on. But look how many years that Ferrari has sat back and let Mercedes do their thing while they put all their money into developing the new.
Well, I think they can do what they did in the 2000s, but I don't think they're going to get like 7 titles in a row like Mercedes.
No, I don't think they're going to get 7 titles in a row.
We're never going to see that ever again.
Do they turn into the more dominant team of F1 over Mercedes?
I don't know. That's a tough question.
I think this new car is going to see a different champion like almost every year.
I think 2022 is going to be based on driver skill and not like race, not the race car. For the first 2 years, I think it'll be based on driver skill.
So are we saying that all the Mercedes titles were based just on the cars?
Yes. Hamilton has talent.
Lewis is a good driver, but the Mercedes team, they literally announced at Silverstone last year that they were already working on this year's car. So
yeah, I kind of feel
took
like
half the year off.
I kind of feel like,
Colin, I think you said it last year. If you gave Leclerc a Mercedes, he would have won every title over Hamilton. You said that last year, I think.
That's bold. That is bold.
I could have sworn you said that.
I don't know if I said that.
I remember we were talking about F1, and you were like, dude.
I don't know if I said Leclerc, but I feel like with Mercedes just has one of those cars where it's kind of like, if you throw anyone in the driver's seat, they're not guaranteed a win, but they're going to pick up a win at some point.
You guys are making these transitions really easy. Going over to Mercedes, let's go back to last season, which wasn't long ago. George Russell had to step in for Lewis Hamilton. Guys, I'll ask you the question that everybody was asking themselves after this race. Should Russell have replaced Valtteri heading into this season?
No.
I don't think so. McLaren or Mercedes needs a second driver. That's Lewis is their first driver.
I mean, he wasn't leading predominantly the whole race until the end.
He's a first.
They
driver.
Made a mistake.
He's not a second driver.
Oh, Russell
Valtteri is a
no. George he's talking about Russell. Russell.
Oh,
he's talking about
yeah.
Russell.
Oh yeah, I agree.
So you're saying they shouldn't call him up over there unless he's going to be the first driver.
Next year with a new car, he should easily replace what's his name though.
Valtteri
Hamilton.
Hamilton
will be 8-time champion. What more does he have to race for? He will be the
Hamilton. Honestly, Hamilton's kind of on his way out.
That leads
to
my next question. There's been rumors for like how many years of him going to Formula E. Will he make the jump when the new car actually debuts, or will he want to race in the new car for a year and then go to Formula E?
I don't think so, because his contract, both of their contracts run out next year, Bottas and
is there even a Mercedes car in Formula E? You guys probably don't keep up with Formula E.
There is one. That's
Mercedes has pretty much overtaken the entire F1 thing. They've got
Formula scene.
They've got hands in everything. They're like how Ferrari used to be back in the day. Ferrari used to have hands in everything, and now it's all Mercedes.
Yeah, they got. I remember the last Formula E race. I'm pretty sure I don't know if it was the last one, but I know Nick DeVries, one of the Mercedes drivers, won the Formula E race.
Yeah.
Wait, Nick DeVries is on Formula E now?
Yeah, exactly. It's
well,
crazy.
That's breaking news.
There's a lot of people.
He was an F2 champ, like 2018. He was 2018's F2 champ.
Yeah, now he's in Formula E. There's a lot of people making the jump to Formula E.
Exactly.
Well, speaking of, you know, all these guys that I probably have never heard of. You know, we have some new faces at Haas, fellas. We got a lot of new faces, specifically the guy
disgusting.
With the last...
I'm sorry.
Especially with the guy's last name named Schumacher. So, is this just, you know, his name Schumacher, so he gets the seat, or is this, he's actually talented?
Once again,
stock car guy, I don't know much about these drivers that get called up, so these guys will do the explaining for you, because I'll be just like you guys, trying to figure this out myself.
Simply, he's good. He won. He's the F2 champion. There's no doubt that there's no way that you can.
He drove a Ferrari
in
F2, right?
Yes.
No, it's different though, because F2 is it's what's it called?
It's not Ferrari, but he drove like the engine.
He
was
drove
a Ferrari.
Like the engine supplier.
No.
The
it's
Art Carlin.
I don't know what I can't. It's
yeah, I know you guys don't remember
equal.
The teams, but
it
was like associated. Was it associated with Ferrari?
He's in the Ferrari Driver Academy, but all the cars that they race, it's they're all the same engines.
Oh, they're all
they're
balanced.
All the same chassis. I can't remember what
it's
called.
Yeah. It's like balanced racing or something like that.
It's got some weird. It's like
it's like one supplier supplies all the chassis, one of them supplies all the engines and the body parts.
It's everything is equal.
And basically all
it's
Formula
communism.
2 comes down to is the engineering and how you tune your car and everything like that. Everything
else
is the
same. Here's a funny story. When I was first getting into F1, I think Roman actually introduced it to me. He introduced me in F1. I remember watching it, and I came up with this scenario in my head, because I knew Toro Rosso was kind of like the junior team for Red Bull. So I thought like Alfa Romeo was the junior team for Ferrari, and like Williams was the junior team for Mercedes. I was thinking, so these guys just sit in these cars that they know are slower and just kind of wait. But then I kind of realized, no, they're still their own separate teams. Mm-hmm. It's just like
they're the engine supplier.
So Haas uses a Ferrari engine.
Yes.
That's why they have Schumacher.
It's kind of like family ties. Like into,
okay,
like,
that makes more sense. Because I was wondering, like
Haas is kind of like the little brother to Ferrari.
They're not the little brother. They're more like the favorite cousin.
I thought Alfa Romeo was like the junior.
Yeah, they're all cousins. Imagine them all cousins, and Ferrari's the biggest one.
That makes a lot more sense. See, here it is.
Ferrari's the cool older cousin. Alfa Romeo is kind of like the one that shows up, and then Haas is the baby.
One that copies the older cousin.
Yes,
that's
100%.
Haas doesn't engineer anything. They just buy everything from Ferrari and then put their Russian flag all over it.
Just kind of like how last year people were saying Racing Point's car was basically a Mercedes, just not as fast.
It is. Yeah. I mean,
Russian Mercedes and a green Mercedes.
Russian Ferrari.
For the fans that don't know, so let's ask once again the stock car guy. So there's three levels in Formula One. So I'll give people an example that don't watch Formula One. They probably watch NASCAR if they don't watch Formula One. And NASCAR, it goes the NASCAR Cup Series, Xfinity Series, Truck Series. So does it go Does it go Formula E, F1, F2,
no.
and F3?
Formula E is its separate entity.
Yeah, Formula E is kind of
So it goes F1, F2, F3.
The top. Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of like,
it's so much simpler over in Europe. F1, F2, F3, right? Two different stages.
Once you get past that,
NASCAR's easy, too. It's just,
They have
an individual sponsor.
Karting Cup championships.
Yeah, and then, Formula 4, Formula Renault, like GP2. It's all different things. It just
isn't there, what is it called? Like a super formula? It's like the Japanese one?
Yeah.
Dude, the only reason I know of that is just from playing Gran Turismo.
Isn't that where Matsushita came from? No.
I don't know. He had something to do with that, I think.
All right, we got to go ahead and roll in to the next topic. Let's go ahead. Give me one bold prediction. I'm going to start out in the constructors. So this is kind of going to leak into my constructor standings. AlphaTauri is going to place higher than Ferrari. Yeah.
That's bold.
If Ferrari's going to be as bad as I'm thinking, I don't think they're going to finish that high.
But I don't think they're going to be bad. I don't think they're going to be bad. I think they're just going to be bad for Ferrari, if that makes sense.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They're not going to be bad overall.
We'll
it's just going to be a bad
we'll
year
start
for
off
Ferrari.
With Colin if he has a bold prediction.
All right.
Hot take.
Here's my bold prediction. Mercedes is not winning the championship this year.
What?
No way.
Yeah,
that's
come on.
Right
I'm telling
it.
You. I'm
Hold
telling
on.
You. They're
Hold
not winning
the
it this year.
The constructors? The constructors or Hamilton's not winning drivers?
That's no, constructors. No, they're not.
Oh,
so,
well, okay.
Well, Hamilton still will drivers, though.
Okay, I'm not going to
spoil. Hamilton will probably still win drivers, to be honest.
So you're saying Bottas chokes it.
Yes. I'm going to be honest. There is absolutely no way that is happening.
Dude,
there have been three changes. The floor has been changed. The barge boards on the sides have been changed. And then one more that I can't remember. That's it.
Dude.
That's all that's happened. It is the same car as last year. There's been an engine
Joe came
freeze.
In here with his facts straight, ladies and gentlemen.
It is the same car as last year. And you know how dominant they were? 300 points.
Bro, I'm still saying
300 constructor
points. Bottas is going to choke. He's
so
going to choke it. He's going to choke it.
There's no way. Dude,
Hamilton just
Hamilton had like
team.
No, Hamilton had like 350 points on his own. That's
bro,
enough
I'm,
to
trust
win
me.
The constructors on his own.
I'm
like, honestly, Roman,
I still feel like Bottas is going to choke it bad enough to where someone's at least, okay, let me rephrase this.
That team will be.
If Mercedes wins it, someone's at least going to give them a run for their money this year. It's not going to be some stupid 300-point dominant win.
I think so, too. I think Verstappen's getting second.
Man, you guys are going to be mad at me, but we're not going to get into that yet. Roman, you're up next. What's that bold prediction you've got?
Checo Perez was a bad pickup.
Whoa!
Ooh, wow. Oh.
One win. One. His entire career. That was his one win. That was his one win. That was his one win.
I mean, he was pretty consistent.
That was his one win,
big points,
first of all.
Though.
Second
he's consistent.
Of all, he's a midfield driver. If you want to build, why take Alex Albon out of a car that he's driven for, like, what, 1 year? He drove that car one
like
year.
Like one and a half. He got...
He drove,
he
yeah,
got
yeah, because he took Gasly out. Like I don't know what it is, but Red Bull's second driver management is terrible.
I
they
mean,
just start,
isn't
the
most,
only good second driver that they've really had is Ricardo?
Isn't most of the field just isn't most of the field a mid card team besides Mercedes and Red Bull? I mean Ferrari,
well, yeah,
in Ferrari, but Ferrari hasn't been performing like a top tier team, so that's why I'm not putting
okay,
them in
but
there.
With that point, why take a developing young driver out of your car that is pretty decent if you know you're going to win second, but you're not chasing down Mercedes.
Well, I think
Red Bull cannot chase down Mercedes until the end of season. It's happened every season. They get great late season because Mercedes backs out like halfway through the season. It's like, okay, let's go work on 2022 car.
Well,
now.
I think Perez will do a lot for them this year.
Honestly, I think he's better than Albon.
To me,
this
was his final hurrah. This is my last year. Let me go all out.
Oh,
all
is
I can
Perez
do.
That old?
This was his last year. Yeah, he was going to retire after this year.
Yeah,
well,
he's
I feel
been
like,
around.
I feel like you have.
He's been around
like,
for a minute. He's just kind of hung back. Like
I
he
feel
hasn't
like
been
when
like
you were
a
Red
superstar.
Bull, you see a guy that just got his first win, and you see Albon, who I mean, has he even been that? Has he been? I'm not gonna say great because of course he hasn't been great, but I mean like, is he what they need to catch Mercedes?
He's
Perez may be
around.
What they need to catch Mercedes at this point.
I would not be worrying about trying to catch this year's Mercedes if I was Red Bull. I'm worried about next year.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
And if Albon can develop by next year, then
well,
they're going to be...
Albon's pretty much done.
He's not even in F1 AC anymore.
No,
Albon,
he's out.
He's in like DTM, which is like German,
yeah, they're
German
speaking
touring cars.
Of F1 guys jumping to other series, Kevin Magnussen and Romain Grosjean, the former Haas duo, they are both going to IndyCar. Now, I know none of us here know nothing about IndyCar, but was it surprising for you guys to hear the news about them going to IndyCar?
It's really not, because a lot of F1 drivers, like, once they kind of fall out of the F1 circuit, they all move to IndyCar.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I think it's funny. I think it's a testament to IndyCar's slower.
IndyCar's rookie class this year is Jimmy Johnson, 7-time NASCAR champion, and then 2 F1 drivers. That is your rookie class.
Look, it's the same way as when Juan Pablo Montoya moved over from F1 to IndyCar.
And then he moved to NASCAR.
Alonso did the same thing.
Yeah, Alonso did the same thing. But the big thing moving from F1 to IndyCar is they're similar enough to where F1 drivers can still drive in IndyCar and perform at like a high level, but it's not as, for them when they get up in age, it's not as risky, and I don't think it's as
stressing on the mind.
Yeah, yeah, it's not as much wear and tear on them as it is driving an F1
car. It's weird because when I was little, I'd watch NASCAR, but as I've gotten older, I've caught on to IMSA, and I really love IMSA. I love watching IMSA. I like watching Formula One when I actually choose to watch it, and NASCAR, but I can never grasp IndyCar.
Isn't IMSA the endurance racing?
Sports car, yeah.
I watched that. That was a good Rolex 24.
I loved it. I thought I was so mad when Jimmy didn't win that. But it seems like I can't grasp IndyCar. I can never grasp it. I just don't enjoy it.
Because IndyCar's one spotlight is the Indy 500.
Yeah, I don't find it interesting.
And then, all I know about IndyCar is Mario Andretti. And Chip Ganassi Racing is like NASCAR or something, right?
Chip Ganassi's kind of converted more to NASCAR.
Okay. Yeah.
They've kind of depleted from being an IndyCar. Speaking of IndyCar and F1 itself, Honda is leaving the sport, not this year, but in the coming years. How is that going to affect F1, do you guys think? Because I know they're a Red Bull supplier for,
Red Bull's
I believe,
terrible.
Beyond 2022.
No, I don't think it's going to change that much at all, because they have the engine freeze. Red Bull lucked out with the engine freeze, because there's an engine freeze for 5 years.
Who do they pick up?
Themselves. They're making their own engines.
Word?
That could either go really, really good or really bad.
I see no way of this. It's either a good or bad situation.
It's either it's going to be good enough that they don't have to choose somebody else, or it's going to be so bad that they're going to go back to like Renault or something.
All right, go ahead.
When you've got to go back to Renault from being like one of the top.
Renault still makes engines?
Yes.
Yeah. Who do you think supplies the Alpine engines?
I know. No, I thought Renault was stopping.
I've had all of them compile a list of their constructor standings. We got enough time to get through it. We're going to go 10 through 1. And we're going to do it where I'll go 3, 2, 1. We'll all say who's number 10. You guys get how it's going to go. Colin, good luck, because you didn't write nothing down.
Yeah, no. Look, to be honest, straight up, couple years, I have not paid attention to F1 like
let's,
that.
Let's go ahead and do we even need to go to number 10? We all know who number 10 is going to be, right?
No.
Really?
Mine's is totally different from yours.
No way.
I'm guessing you have Haas.
No way.
All right. 1, 2, 3. Haas. Williams.
Oh.
I had Williams.
So we both had.
I kind of agree. No. I'm kind of on the fence about Williams.
It's either going to be Haas or Williams. I'm not wrong. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the lack of sponsors on their cars actually worries me.
When you roll out and your car looks like it has just come off the assembly line from being painted and no stickers on it yet.
There's a spot on the car that's blank, like it doesn't even have the lines on it. Like, it's obvious there's supposed to be a logo there, but there's just no logo.
Someone was just I looked at Williams, and then at the last minute I was like, you know, I don't want to be on a car that's going to wreck out or be
Colin, who did you say? Who do you have at number 10?
I'm going to put Williams at number 10.
Okay. All right, well, let's go to number 9, because if whoever didn't put Williams...
Can we talk about Haas real quick? Nikita Mazepin.
Who?
I didn't want to bring it up, but like...
Oh, yeah.
Nikita Mazepin. Oh, my God.
Their unknown second driver.
Why is he racing? Why is he racing?
Should they have gotten... what's his name?
Latifi is racing.
I don't want to botch his name, but should they have picked up, like, you know, Magnussen Grosjean?
Oh, no.
This dude
groped a girl. That's why
we don't mess with him.
He's a messed up dude.
And he posted the video, too, which is even...
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and move on to number 9. 1, 2, 3, Haas.
Williams.
I think we all knew.
Oh, you said Alfa Romeo?
What?
Oh, that's surprising.
I don't think Iceman steps up this year. Iceman doesn't want to race.
Well,
okay.
Well, I think.
Who's second driver?
Giovinazzi. Isn't it? Is it Raikkonen? Oh, where's Raikkonen? Or is he gone?
Raikkonen's still here, he said like way back before he switched to Alfa Romeo when he was still in Ferrari, he didn't have the passion for racing anymore. Colin, he just knew he was good at it.
Who do you have at 9?
Haas.
You have Haas? Okay. All right.
See, hold on. I have a problem with that because, like, for them to get 9th, that means one of them has to score points. And, like, as bad as that is to say, do you know how far Haas got 3 points last year? And that was with two drivers who were, like, seasoned, experienced F1 drivers.
Romain is so scary. Like,
I'm glad Grosjean. I'm glad Grosjean survived that crash.
I can't stop thinking about that crash.
Yeah, I'm so glad Grosjean survived that.
The car was split in two.
That was so scary.
Whatever, fireball. But the car was literally split in half. Yeah.
All right, number 8. I think we all are going to have the same answer here. Besides Roman. 3, 2, 1. Alfa Romeo.
Williams.
Thank you. Huh?
Yeah. Okay.
I
had Williams at 8.
Oh.
I think George Russell steps up. He stepped up.
Williams steps up. It's just a car. I mean,
I would love
the driver can only do so much.
I would love to see Williams get back to the point where they were, like way back
like
in the day,
2014.
No, before that,
they were winners.
Yeah, they
well,
were.
Well, I knew
like,
they were winners, but I know like time. I watched a documentary like the battle between Rosberg and Hamilton. Yeah, Rosberg and Hamilton, and Williams was always like behind them all the time. So
yeah, they had a really good season, and then it just kind of they literally.
But it was a really like, quiet good season
all right,
for them.
Number 7, 3, 2, 1.
AlphaTauri.
Ferrari.
Whoa.
Yeah, I kind of gotta go with Ferrari on that.
Listen,
one.
Listen, well, if you cannot put Alfa Romeo in front of Williams if you're going to put Ferrari that low as well.
Well, you're going to...
if they are that bad, then that means
their engine is terrible.
And their chassis sucked. And you know who else uses a Ferrari engine? Alfa Romeo.
Which, no. The problem with Ferrari is where they were illegal because of their ERS.
I thought it was their, like...
It was some limiter or something that they were like...
I remember they did have a double ERS.
They had two
ERS, and then there was the other one where they like injected extra fuel in between the little detections.
I remember something where it was
the extra fuel drip or something like that.
Yeah.
I remember watching.
It was like a timed.
Shout
like
out to
timed.
Donut Media. That's how I know about that.
Yeah,
bro, timed fuel drip for them was key. But the sad thing is, it was so clutch, but it didn't work.
Yeah. All right, we're at where 6.
6.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Number 6. 3, 2, 1.
AlphaTauri. Ooh, this is where it gets interesting.
I got AlphaTauri at 6. I said they're going to be ahead of Ferrari, but not, like, by much.
Okay.
Who did you guys have? Because
I had AlphaTauri.
Okay, so we have the same.
Alpine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we both have Alpine.
Oh, my bad. I meant Alpine. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go ahead. I left the team out, but they were going to be next anyways. All right. Number 5?
Alonso and Ocon are going to fight.
Alonso and Ocon are going to be the most average team ever.
No.
We're at 5.
Ocon's a first driver.
5.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
5. All right. 3, 2, 1.
Aston Martin.
Alpine.
I've got AlphaTauri.
I had Alpine.
Okay.
All right. Dang. All right. Hey, when he says they're average, we're just going to skip him like that. All right. Number 4. 3. And we'll start at 4. 4. 3, 2, 1. McLaren.
McLaren all day.
Ooh, wow.
McLaren. I know who my top three are.
I know who my top three are too. Number 3, 3, 2, 1.
Red
Aston
McLaren.
Martin.
McLaren. Red Bull.
Whoa. Aston Martin.
Who's 2?
I had Aston
what?
Martin. I have Aston Martin.
Aston
He's
Martin
gonna fold
at 2.
So bad.
Aston
He's
Martin at 2. Because you look at how they did last year.
Racing Point.
Them and McLaren. Yeah, they were.
Racing Point beats Red Bull. Or no, Racing Point beats McLaren.
Yeah,
dude. They were only like
the only reason a few McLaren points won. Separated yeah, last.
I have McLaren at 3.
Was
no
because,
way.
Like,
no.
Well, I mean, McLaren's gonna be good, but I mean, hey, Racing Point was just as good as them last year. Points wise, constructors wise,
The only reason that McLaren got third was because Racing Point had that deduction in points early in the season. Like they weren't that close, or they weren't that far ahead.
I can't see it, bro. I can't.
You can't? That's okay.
I've seen them beating Norris and who?
Number 2.
Ricardo.
This is why I stayed quiet when we were talking about.
I agree.
This is why I stayed quiet when we were talking about Red Bull being ahead of the Kings. Here we go. Number 2. 3, 2, 1.
Mercedes.
Mercedes.
That is, come on now, bro. You have too much faith in this.
Red Bull.
Red Bull, it's the safe pick.
I know it is.
It's a safe dude, pick. It's a guaranteed pick.
Look, I have never
gotta get views somehow, folks.
I know that Isaiah's only been here like in this class for a year, but since I started doing podcasts and stuff, I've never gone with a safe pick, right?
I said LeBron's gonna get ahead of Jordan yesterday, so I mean I've already figured out, you know, you gotta get views somehow.
No, I don't even do it for like clout or anything like that, but like I called the Raptors winning their championship. I called Odell to the Browns.
He did call that. I called something this year. I forgot what it was.
I don't know what you called.
I don't know.
You called something in football.
He called KD the Nets too.
I did call that. I remember calling that. Because I didn't think he was going to the, but hey, that's not bad. We're talking about cars turning left and right. We're not talking about guys shooting hoops. So now it's time for number one. And I think if you've kept up with us from this far, you know who I have at number one. You know who these guys have at number one. 3, 2, 1.
Is it even a debate?
Marcus. It's going to be Red Bull. 100% Marcus.
Exactly.
It's going to be Red Bull.
Big Merc.
The host, the stupid NASCAR turn left host, is going with Red Bull.
No,
you can lie to yourself all you want for views.
Verstappen and who?
It's probably going to be Mercedes.
It's going to be Mercedes. I just think Aston Martin is going to be that team.
Red Bull's going to be there, though.
Because I know that I said that Mercedes wasn't going to win Constructors. Honestly, that may have been kind of out of pocket. I think they're going to win, but someone's going to give them a run. And I think if anyone's going to do it, it's going to be Aston.
Red Bull gives them a run the second half of the season,
you know,
but it's too late.
We were breezing through these topics.
Yeah.
And we hit the 30-minute mark. Very, very impressed.
Are we not going to talk about the prettiest car?
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Way to stop me on that.
Care.
All right,
I don't care. Cars are pretty.
Hang on.
Right?
Stop.
No,
hang on.
Cars are pretty.
We're going to start with the ugliest car. That was who? And I think we're all going to say Haas. It sounded like it was going to be Haas.
No,
the
Colgate car.
I love it.
You love Haas's car?
I hate it.
You were bashing them. Oh,
yeah,
just because they didn't have sponsors.
No. I hate why it's that color. But it does look really nice.
So who has the ugliest car?
Ugliest car.
If y'all say Alpine, I'm going to be mad at you.
Wait, who had the Colgate car?
Alpine, formerly known as Renault.
I don't like it. Whoa. I like the yellow Renault cars better than that.
If they would have got Colgate as a sponsor, probably would have been my number one.
That's terrible.
Williams. Williams just looks like the kind
of
car
you
create
on
F1 2020.
Let me see.
This is all of them right here.
Joe, you didn't like Aston Martin's scheme. Colin did like Aston Martin's.
Aston Martin has the Martin has the prettiest. There will always be one car to me that will always have the prettiest car.
It's Ferrari.
And it's Ferrari. It doesn't get better than Ferrari red.
Yes, it does.
Alpine knocked it out of the park.
Why is Mission Winnow green?
Why is the red two-tone?
We're so cool for making our red two-tone instead of just... Bro, change the color.
Make it a yellow Ferrari.
Yellow Ferraris are disgusting.
I feel like Aston Martin could have done the most basic thing. I think the prettiest car is honestly
the Mercedes.
They make the smallest changes to that car and looks, and it still looks like the hint of blue that like streaks across
the
car.
I've looked at the AMG logo for like a week now, and I honestly like it.
I like the car.
The silver arrows will forever be the best ones.
No.
So do you guys like that it went from silver to black?
I mean, the black looks hard.
I'll give you.
I say yes, but it's a political statement.
Yeah, that's why I was saying don't bring in the politics. Just do you like the car because it's black?
Yeah.
Okay. I like it because it's black.
It looks really good.
But Ferrari, dude, I don't care what anyone says. Ferrari will always, in my eyes, will always have the prettiest car.
We'll end it off with this.
It's a two-tone red.
Let's go ahead with this. Give me your favorite team, but give me your team you're rooting for, but they're not your favorites. So like I have never had a favorite team. I'm probably going to hop on the Aston Martin bandwagon just because I really don't have a team. It's either them or Red Bull. So I'll say I'm a Red Bull fan, but I'm going to be rooting for Aston Martin just because, you know.
Aston because Vettel's my favorite driver, but my favorite team is Ferrari.
Roman.
McLaren because Lando Norris is cool.
And then, so you're
that's a solid argument. That's your team
or that's who you're rooting for?
I'm rooting for them because Lando Norris is actually that's my team. Let me think again.
All right, Joe, you go. Well, Roman thinks
my favorite team is Red Bull. I started out like just really loving Daniel Ricciardo and Max, and so now the one that I'm rooting for is McLaren because Daniel's on that team.
AlphaTauri because I want to see Pierre Gasly prove second driver management for Red Bull wrong.
Bill, he did get a win last year, but that is going to do it. We may be back. We may be back for another episode.
We're gonna have to be back.
This was good. This is fun. We just kind of passed over stuff. We need to like. Really
yeah, when
talk
we
about
we definitely
stuff.
Will. This was, you know,
F1 Part 2.
F1 Part 2 is coming.
Do we call it F2 though?
I don't know. I'm naming this episode F1. So hey, we'll see.
Make it like F11.
And then there you go. F1 2.
Yes. We'll see what happens. Thank you guys for joining me once again. We have Joe Jackson, Mr. 52-yarder himself, yep. And then we have Warren Central swimmer Roman Davis, Joe Jackson, also a swimmer. And then, of course, thank you for joining me once again, Colin. He'll probably be back on for another episode very, 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 very soon. If you're listening to this, we had two more episodes go up, you know, while this was being recorded. We had the Dak Prescott special uploaded, and we also had episode 3 where me and Colin had a very heated LeBron and Jordan debate. Go ahead and check those episodes out. Thank you listening for to the F1 special.